Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Danielle with PA
Hi,
Health
Danielle.
And Wellness.
Yes, you
How
had called
are
earlier
you?
About, I'm assuming Tony McClendon, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you could send over the start of care date. He's sending in everything currently. So, and he's not, and being it's an enrollment case, it's not going to be an interruption if he's not fully onboarded at the start date. So we can do a start date for today, actually, if you want.
Okay. He is with another home care agency. Yeah. So I need to call them and let them know.
Yeah, no.
And
is he getting
24
services?
To 48. I'm not sure if they're actually providing the services or not.
Okay. Yeah, no, because I noticed that it was, we had been assisting him with getting the waiver and everything prior to. Yeah, so that was.
Yeah, he has an authorization on file. It was only like a week ago, though, actually.
We had been helping him with the waiver since January, since December, actually, October. Yeah, we started working on him in October, and he finally got approved for the waiver. I think it was January.
I'm wondering if maybe they have a very similar name to yours. I'm wondering if it...
Is it Family First Home Care?
The other one's Family Choice.
Okay.
So I can call them and let them know that I can have a start date be as soon as tomorrow.
As long as they're not servicing him, like with an active caregiver, because as far as I knew, we were getting it out of enrollment. So, but if he is being serviced with an active caregiver, then I don't want to get the off yet, because the caregiver he gave us was a family member, and he's not compliant. So if you can just find out if they're actually working with him yet, you know.
Okay. And do you know
the caregiver I don't know. I'm not that department, but his name is Randy Cook is his caregiver's name, and it's the name that Tony had given us.
Okay. But he's not onboarded yet?
Not fully, no. That's why I was going to say to send in the auth, because I thought it was coming out of enrollment and this was the initial auth, but now you say that, mm-hmm. So I don't know what to do, you know.
Let me see if they're providing services to him, and then I'll call you back.
I'm sorry if I've confused things even further.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I mean, if he's receiving care and his caregiver is not ready with you guys, I wouldn't want to
end
it.
Right. All right.
Okay, let me give them a call and see if they're providing the services.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, yep. All right, thank you. All right, bye.